Radio St. Pete, it is time to zoom into the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding. You know the city is in its best February 28th through March 2nd. This is the 21st annual, and I am so pleased to have the co-owner, chairman, and CEO, Kim Green. Welcome, Kim.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
So I want to start, before we get into all of the details about things that are going on, tell me a little bit about your journey and love affair with racing.
Well, you know, I have to say I don't really like telling people my age these days. So I turned 70 last year. I'm still following my dream and still have not had a real job. So I grew up a long, long way away in southwest Australia with two older brothers on a farm. And where you learn to drive very young, you learn to pick things. Probably didn't want to be a dairy farmer, which is a lot of long hours. And so I went chasing my dream, and I loved cars, and followed my dream of working in the car business for many, many years. My brother started racing. My brother, a couple of years older than me, started racing locally in Australia. He made his way as a mechanic eventually into Formula One in Europe. And then started running a race team in the United States for a fairly well-known blue-eyed actor called Paul Newman. And I came over from Australia to help run that race team and work on that race team in the early 80s out in California. So, again, followed my dream, was a race mechanic for many, many years, and eventually became a crew chief. My brother and I worked together off and on for almost 20 years, and then we separated and went our own way. I eventually bought my brother's race team off him that he had established, and I bought that team with Mario Andretti, son Michael Andretti. We owned a racing team in the IndyCar series based in Indianapolis. We built that team up to be a four-car IndyCar team with some fairly famous drivers in Tony Kanaan, Dario Franchitti, Dan Weldon, Danica Patrick. Together we won two Indy 500s and three championships. Then we also started a racing business in the city of St. Petersburg, and had a street race that was here 1 year in 2003. And the business, the company that was running it, decided it was not financially viable, and they closed it up. And the mayor of St. Petersburg, who was originally from Indiana, decided that, and that was Mr. Baker, Mayor Baker, that, you know, that we need to have a race again. So owning a race team, going to a lot of races around the country, Michael Andretti and myself and my current business partner, Kevin Zary, said, we know how to do this. Let's start another business called Racing Promotions. So then we bought the Grand Prix back in 2005. And I'm a little shocked to think that it's still here 21 years later, but it's become just part and parcel of the spring time in Florida, when it's a beautiful time of year that this city shows so well. It's on national television. It's amazing coverage. And I think our race has helped sort of grow the city into becoming, you know, a little bit of a hidden gem in Florida.
It is absolutely the premier event. I know when I worked at the Mahaffey, I was stunned to see the yachts pulling up, including David Letterman's yacht, I believe, pulling up just to enjoy. It is a world-class event with many, many opportunities for families and friends to be involved in some of those events. We'll get to that. But I just want to point out, listeners, because Kim is obviously too humble to mention it, that he and his brother won four IndyCar season championships, three Indianapolis 500 races, and the 12 hours of Sebring as race team principal. So, you know, in addition to having a very successful business career with the racing business here, you're kind of like a badass when it comes to racing, right?
You know, I do really enjoy, the competitive spirit of building a race car, seeing it race. For me, I was one of the crew members back in the day over the pit wall doing the changes of the tires. And then as I got more responsibility and being crew chief, and eventually owning a team, running a pit, so making the calls to the driver on when to pit, when not to pit, doing the strategy, and just organizing the whole thing. So our team grew. I think we had about 140 employees. We had four Indy cars drivers. We had two Indy lights drivers, and we had a sports car team. Then we started the Grand Prix here in St. Petersburg. Back in that day, it was the Honda Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, and since 2013, it's been the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg. In addition to that, we started a street race, or took over a street race in Toronto, Canada, which we put on in July. We were lucky enough to purchase, Kevin and I, Sabra and I were lucky enough to purchase an iconic, must be close to 60-year-old racetrack in Ohio, a permanent track called the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course, which we've owned since 2011. And now we also put on some events out in Portland, Oregon, where that city actually owns its own racetrack, not very far from downtown Portland, Oregon, and we put on a couple of races a year for them. So we do four of the 17 IndyCar races as promoters, and then do a lot of promoting of other races at our Mid-Ohio track, and we do some NASCAR promotion of a race out in Oregon. So we're busy. We've got a great staff that work for us, and I'm based here in St. Petersburg and love it. I'm raising four kids here, all in high school, and this city is just dear to my heart. The race is fun to put on here. You know what really makes it so much easier for us? The city understands, embraces the race. They're very, very good to work with. It's not a giant city administration. It's quite small. So we work personally with each mayor and each city administration and try to put on an event that's great for the community, great for tourism. And we bring the IndyCar series to the streets of St. Pete for the first race of the season. And everybody's ready to go racing after a long winter's break back for the IndyCars. Back in September was the last time they raced.
So let's get down to some of the nitty-gritty. Tell us about the different racing series that compete across those 3 days. So I see that there are five different racing series, right? NTT IndyCar series. So walk us through those 3 days and what those different racing seasons series competing. Tell us if we were not an Indy fan, which ones to come to, what happens, and then we'll go on from there.
Well, certainly the main attraction is the NTT IndyCar series, and so that's the premier open wheel racing series, most competitive open wheel racing series in the world. And they put on a fabulous show. Their race is on the Sunday, but they also have practice sessions on Saturday and qualifying Saturday and a practice session on Friday. Any young driver, a lot of young American drivers, even overseas drivers, are trying to get to the IndyCar series and ultimately become a driver in a competitive team, obviously all wanting to win the championship and wanting to win the biggest race in the world, which is the Indy 500. Well, to get there, there are really three series that we run on the race weekend that are what we call the stepping stones to the IndyCar series. And the first one is USF 2000, which is a small open wheel racing car where drivers can basically break into the sport, having probably come from go-karts. And these race cars are very competitive, put on a very, very good show. Drivers from the age of 15, 16 years of age, girls are involved as well. Great stepping stone to get. Then there's a little bit more horsepower, and they move up to what they call the Pro 2000, another series. Both of those series will run two practice sessions each, a qualifying session, and two races each during the weekend. The step right below IndyCar is called Indy Next, so Indy NXT, and that is a race car that if you can win in that car, which is probably in the range of about two-thirds of the horsepower of an Indy car, and they run on road, street courses, and some oval tracks. If you can win in one of those cars, you can be competitive in an Indy car series. And so all three of those series are very controlled. It's a same chassis, same tires, and same engine. And so the difference is, and you're not allowed to really change too many things. You can't develop your own parts and the aerodynamics for the car. You have to tweak and tune the race car that you buy, and then a lot of it's just really up to the driver. So it's a great training ground. Probably two-thirds of the current IndyCar drivers have come through the Indy NXT series, next series, which used to be called Indy Lights. So they will race right right before the IndyCar race as the lead up to the primary, the main race on Sunday for the IndyCar. So in addition to that, it's, I believe, the 35th anniversary of the little open top sports car called the Mazda Miata or Mazda MX-5. And they have a series that is very professional. We'll have about 30 of those cars competing on the streets of St. Pete, and they'll have two races as well. So a lot of entertainment where the track sessions start Friday morning around 9 a.m. and will run all the way through to close to 6 o'clock at night, including all of the series and IndyCar. And then the Saturday morning will start somewhere closer to 8 o'clock, and we'll probably still start, likely to start racing or qualifying with one of the support series. And again, the racetrack is what we call hot or running until 6 o'clock at night. Sunday's a little bit later start, 9 o'clock start for IndyCar warm-up. They get a practice session for 30 minutes prior to the race. They can just do the fine-tuning of their race car, perhaps with a full tank of fuel. And then the race goes off just after noon on Fox Television Network.
So, you know, the thing that is so exciting, we love to go to the pits, we love to look at the cars, we love to look at the motors. You can really get up close and personal. We'll talk about tickets. There's many ticket options. Folks, you need to go to gpstpete.com for tickets. There's single-day tickets. There's three-day tickets. And you can enhance your experience at the Firestone IndyCar paddock passes or the pit passes. And I know that you have free paddock access on Friday. I think the paddock is the most fun you can have. You see the race car people up close. You see the, you know, what they bring in, you know, how they move around the circuit. You get a real sense of the organization, don't you? Don't you, Kim?
Well, for us, I say smell, touch, and feel, which I think in the IndyCar series you can. In some of the other series that go racing around this in the United States, like NASCAR and Formula One, you can't get quite that close. But where everybody can get an early introduction to really get close to the race cars. On Thursday afternoon, on the 27th of February, we'll have a party in the park. And that will be on North Straw Park downtown, just on beach between Beach Drive and Bayshore Drive. And we'll be taking almost at least a race car from each team, plus some support series. We typically get 20 to 25 race cars down there on the park in the grass from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock. Come down and see the cars. We'll be able to meet and greet a lot of the drivers, and that way the city or the town can come downtown and see the activity on what's going to happen on the racetrack on Friday. We also at the same time about 5:30 that afternoon, we have a 5K that runs around the racetrack, so people can buy a ticket for the 5K walk run around the racetrack, race direction, and that starts just south of the Resonance Benoit Hotel. And we are raising money for the Police Athletic League with that event. We're expecting it'll sell out probably close to 1,500 runners, so we encourage people to get in quick and get their tickets for that. Friday, great day to go to the racetrack. There's a lot of tickets in the market where there's sort of what we call a free Friday ticket, where a lot of the sponsors, Firestone, a lot of our partners have tickets that are around, out and about. A lot of our partners, Kawa Coffee has tickets that they're giving out, all the Firestone stores, Tires Plus stores. I think the Crown dealerships will have some to give away. And that way, it's also a cheap ticket. You can come to the track on Friday just for a single day ticket for as little as $20-$25. And that, the nice thing about Friday is you can go and sit in any of the grandstands. There's no reserve grandstands on the Friday. You can get into the paddock where the Indy cars are, which is right next to the Mahaffey and under the Mahaffey garage, and walk up closely and see the cars being worked on. The cars are all worked on out. The teams all bring transporters, tractor trailers. And if they're outside, they put an awning next to the transporter. If not, under the garage, they work alongside the transporter. The fans can get up very close to see the drivers, see the mechanics working on the race cars, get a real good feel for what makes an Indy car tick. And they're very complicated machines. They're fabulous machines. They're going to even be faster this year. They've got a hybrid system works with the Indy cars this year that gives them more horsepower. So we're expecting to see some very, very strong straightaway speeds.
Kim, there are a lot of people in this town who love the VIP experience. And talk to us a little bit about the VIP experience, a hidden gem of the event that's the Horse Soldier Bourbon Waterside Club. If you want the VIP experience, share with our listeners what they can expect.
Well, the VIP experience is I think if you're going to have a grandstand seats, 3 days, somewhere around the $150 range up. And you can get great seats now still online. Best place to buy them. I think one of the popular things which is getting close to sold out is if you really want to have a VIP experience, we have what we call our VIP club, which is at the top of the grandstands, on the pit, overlooking the pit lane. It's an all-inclusive food and beverage for 3 days, and that's $1,200 plus tax. We have, as I said, grandstand seats, 3 day, upper is 165, lower is a little, is more in the 150 range. Sunday only, if there's any left, will be in the 130 on range. The tickets, the good seats, are selling out very, very quickly. What's selling out is the VIP club. Now, anybody with a race ticket, so general admission tickets are very, very good value. 3 day GA is $75, Sunday only $65, Saturday's $45, Friday's $30, but as I said, there's a bunch of them in the market. And if you've got a GA ticket, you can wander around and watch from lots of different areas. We're going to have quite a few areas programmed that will also have big screens so you can see the track action. A lot of people do make it over the bridge in Turn 11 onto the water. We have a big floating cocktail bar that is also connected to a privatized yacht club where boats can reserve a slip and entertain their guests. The Horse Soldier Bourbon Waterside Club has become a very popular place to sit and enjoy the atmosphere of St. Petersburg. There'll be lots of nice boats there. We have televisions out on that deck. There's shade, there's seating. Great place to hang out, and you can wander over there in the bridge in Turn 11. All you need is a race ticket and a thirst for some nice cocktails and food. A lot of good food around the infield. We're adding in that area, so not only in behind the grandstands on Elwood Park, but up on the northern section, up behind Al Lang, where the northern part of the track, lots of great food vendors. And it's become an event. It's more than just a race. It's really a great spring break type of
an immersive experience. It's an immersive experience for sure.
For sure, there are a lot of great exhibits. There'll be, there'll be resorts, hotels exhibiting. There'll be car membership clubs or Woody's Car Wash will be here. One of our partners. They're a great partner of ours. There'll be a lot of great stuff. For me, my challenge is to walk past some of the food vendors and not try. But they have a lot of great food available.
I'm there. There's a lot of fun things to do. I mean, I'm a Jimmy Johnson fan coming out of San Diego. I keep applying to, when he was still racing to, go to a live race. There's all kinds of fun experiences. So I want to talk a little bit about the Florida guys that are part of this. Last year we interviewed Kyle Kirkwood. He's back this year. And Nikita Johnson from St. Pete, who we've interviewed many times, he's at the USF Pro 2000. Michael Costello, Max Garcia, Nicholas Montero, David Morales, all Florida boys. And then Julian DaCosta, Jeremy Fletcher, Tyler Gonzalez, Noah Harmon. I mean, a lot of Florida-born people or people who live in Florida are race car drivers. Why is that, Kim?
Well, I think, Florida, the weather obviously is fabulous. Well, yeah, it may get a bit hot and steamy in the summer, but you've got obviously the our races are once a year event. It's Sebring, only 2.5 hours from here. It's been there a long, long time. It's a great airport racetrack, and they'll have the 12 hours of Sebring will follow a week or so after our race. Daytona is obviously 2 hours up the road from St. Petersburg. They've just had the 24 hours of Daytona last weekend, which is a fabulous race. And our local ex-IndyCar resident, Sebastian Bourdais, won one of the classes there. So So he's won his second or his third 24-hour race. And Nikita, a young, up-and-coming local star who does some racing in Europe, I believe he's having a bit of a gathering party down in Gulfport on the
West. Yes, he is. Yes,
so that'll be popular. Kyle Kirkwood's going to be here with us next Thursday. We do like a media event for the starting and assembling of the racetrack. He'll be here. And certainly Pat O'Ward, the previous winner, will be doing quite a lot of VIP-type stuff for us race week. There are so many young stars, and you've got teams such as, you know, Chip Ganassi has won so many races, so many championships. He has now got an NXT IndyCar, Indy Support Series team. So he's starting to work on wood. And the great thing about these Support Series teams is they're not only a place to develop drivers, it's a place to develop mechanics and engineers. And I am seeing a big increase in female engineers, team members, mechanics. And I think not too long before we'll see a young driver, a female driver that really gives some of these guys a run for the money. The race cars are, it's just about experience and getting started young. And it's a competitive business. Penske Racing has one of their wheel changes, and I've watched this girl change tires in a pit stop. She is unbelievably quick. So girls, come down and have a look. We'll actually be having some school kids down on venue during the Friday, coming and getting the experience. And the great thing about Friday is they can wander around, sit in the grandstands, see the pit lane, go to the garage. It's a fun family day as well. Yeah, my biggest advice to everybody is if you've got young kids or even adults, is to wear earplugs, bring some earplugs. That's a good idea.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we have had the pleasure of talking to Kim Green, co-owner, chairman, and CEO, a race car driver himself. He knows so much about race car. We're so grateful that he has made St. Petersburg his home. If you want to get tickets for the event, go to GPStPete5K.com. We'll be posting an article with links to all the key events. Don't miss Thursday, February 27th from 4 to 7 at North Stroud Park. Kim, we thank you so much. Parting words to our listeners before they rev their engines.
Well, please just, you know, take the time to come down to downtown on the Thursday and see our race cars. If you haven't experienced the race, come try it. I think you'll find it's a lot of fun, a lot of just good things to see, do, watch. Great part of the city. Enjoy the city. Enjoy the restaurants and everything downtown. We love being a part of the community. If you're a runner, come do our 5K. It's a great way to see the racetrack, and we're raising money for the Police Athletic League in St. Petersburg, which is a very, very good charity for us to support.
Well, thank you. And so I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, talking with Kim Green, the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, February 28th through March 2nd. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, and bring the sunshine.